Good afternoon. My name is Dennis Schweda. I'm the Conservation Director for the New Jersey Chapter of the Sierra Club. Very thankful to be here today to speak out on America's forests. Now, let's be clear. America's forests are in very deep trouble. They've been in trouble since the day the pilgrims landed on this soil. Since that time, America's forests have literally been clear-cut from sea to sea. There are a few areas that are left. Most of them are on public lands. A few areas have grown back, but let's not be fooled. You can leave this room, the Senate building, you can go out to some forests in Maryland or Virginia or anywhere else. You're looking at second growth forests. You're looking at forests that are a pale, pale shadow of what they should have been. Believe it or not, you would have sycamore trees, maybe not that tall, but sycamore trees would get up to 20 or 25 feet in diameter. They would hollow out and the pioneers would live in them as a temporary shelter. You would have trees that easily would be beyond 10 feet in diameter. You will never see those trees here in the East again. Never. Now, the West, we're fortunate. We have a few pieces left. You've seen these pictures of Oregon. I've driven through Oregon. These pictures are real. Mile after mile after mile of steep hillside with the trees ripped off and the dirt sliding down. That's there. It's a shame. I've been to the redwoods. Most of the redwoods are gone. The few percent that are left. Most of them are protected, but not all. I know people that are not environmentalists. They've been to Muir Woods. They've been to the redwoods. They become changed people when you walk through there. You talk about a cathedral. That's a cathedral. You can't walk through those types of woods and not be a changed person. I've been to the Northern Rockies. I've hiked the peaks there with Rick Bass, who was trying to save the yak. You climb those mountains and you look. You can look into Idaho. You can look into Canada. And what do you see? You see patches of clear cuts. I've been over to the Tongass. Now, the Tongass is our largest national forest. Basically, it's almost as big as the entire East Coast. I was fortunate again to, it's a place where the sea and the forest meet. It's a place that is perhaps the most biologically rich in this continent. I remember we were going up a fjord, and it's very narrow, very steep. There was a waterfall on one side, mirror image on the other side, and orcas were coming out. It was a large orca with a tall fin. There was a couple of babies this big, boinking out of the water. It was incredible. In the distance was a tall peak. Underneath that peak was sort of an alluvial plain of two rivers coming out, and there were plenty of seal there. They were hiding away from these orcas. Now, those flat areas are the areas that are going to be logged by the Tongass, in the Tongass. It's a beautiful spot. I also went to a spot in the Tongass where they destroyed the land. They blasted out hills. They blasted out roads. We're not talking about cutting. We're talking about actual blasting. They blasted holes in the ground. What was even more criminal was the fact that there were trees piled up. Now, this is old. These trees were I mean, they had been cut for a while. There was a rusting hulk of a log loading type of device that was on the shore. It was all rusted up. So we knew this had been there for quite a while. There were piles of trees taller than this room that were left to rot. Add insult to injury. Unbelievable. Sierra Club was founded by John Muir. And, you know, so many of our great environmental organizations were founded by, you know, people that dedicated their lives. And the people that are here today, you know, they say you stand on the shoulders of giants, and we certainly do. And I'd like to honor John Muir by reading a paragraph that probably most of you know, but it's very appropriate to today. Any fool can destroy trees. They cannot run away. And if they could, they would still be destroyed, chased and hunted down as long as fun or a dollar could be got out of their bark hides, branching horns, or magnificent bull backbones. Few that fell trees plant them, nor would planting avail much towards getting back anything like the noble primeval forests. It took more than 3,000 years to make some of the trees in these western woods, trees that are still standing in perfect strength and beauty, waving and singing in the mighty forests of the Sierra. Through all the wonderful, eventful centuries, God has cared for these trees, saved them from drought, disease, avalanches, and 1,000 straining, leveling tempests and floods. But he cannot save them from fools. Only Uncle Sam can do that. And that's really why we're here today. We're here because it's a federal answer. And our champion is our distinguished senator from New Jersey, John Corzine. Thanks, Dennis. Thank you.